The following is an evening arrival address given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on May 15, 1990 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Get from here to there was very tight because at the last minute the arrangement we had made fell through. Somehow I reached on the day of the Rath Yatra in Madras airport, coming straight from London, 4 or 5 in the afternoon when the Rath already began at 3. So then in the middle of the Rath Yatra procession, I could come before Lord Jagannath and fall at his lotus feet. There was tens of thousands of people that could see the Rath procession. Maybe 5 or 10,000 people were walking along with the Rath. So it was a very nice festival. Devotees had come from all different parts of India and different countries as well. There was a 3-day Pando program. One of the days, Anup Jalota, the famous bhajan singer, he came. It was a packed. So there's every night some cultural program, dancing or... But before that, there was a lecture session, sometime with chief guests like ministers or big government officials. Then, can't remember all the details that happened after that, but a number of things also happened. Highlights, you know, I remember that, of course, we had our GBC meetings. This year, because of the timing of the GBC meetings, it fell the same time as the Mardi Gras, so I couldn't be here. I heard you had participated in the Mardi Gras procession. It was nice to hear about that. No, I didn't get any pictures or anything. Then there was the Gaur Purnima festival, which was... During this whole time, I was completely preoccupied, different services. Then right after Gaur Purnima festival, we had a West Bengal Namhata tour. 10 days we went around Mayapur into the village areas and neighboring cities, towns within the 10-hour drive of Mayapur in different directions. And we took about 30 devotees from different countries. So it was very interesting for the Namhat people. Jai Dwaita from our local area here went. And then there was devotees from South America, from Ecuador, from Chile, from Peru, and devotees from different countries. Lakshmi for 4 days or 3 days went with her Gurukul students and they sang bhajans. They wrote a nice letter saying they appreciated the experience. I apologize for all the austerity they had to go through. To drive many hours to go from one place to the next, although the distance may only be 70 kilometers, it may take 6 hours to cover the 70 kilometers. Or 40 miles, means you're averaging 6 miles an hour. It's like some kind of incredible thing. You're non-stop driving at 60, 70 kilometers an hour. You don't reach for 5, 6 hours. Of course, on the way, there's breakdowns and so many things happen. Roads are bad. But each day of the Namhat festival, there was in India, maybe 4, 5, 6 thousand people. So maybe one day it was even 12, 15 thousand people. So then after that tour, then almost immediately we went to Bangladesh. I had difficulty getting my visa, so the devotees went ahead with Bhakti, His Holiness Bhakti Chuu Swami. Then I reached 2, 3 days later for the North Bengal part of Bangladesh tour there. Had another 5, 6 days of programs. Each day there was a very big attendance, sometimes even 20,000 people. So all the people that in India, by 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you could complete the program. They wanted to end it then. But in Bangladesh, you couldn't stop the program to keep it going until 4 a.m. to the next day to have that program continue the whole night. So we had 2 shifts. Sometimes they'd wake me up at midnight, I'd give a lecture. Just different shifts. I don't know if it was this time or last time, but we went to one place where there was low tide. We couldn't get up. It was all mud. So the villagers came and lifted the devotees on their back through knee-deep mud from the river up to the bank. And then one devotee jumped on the back of one person and they, we both fell in the mud. So after that, they took two per person. And for me, they had six people. They drained their hand, and then they lifted me up about 20 feet up the bank. A lot of adventures. Mayapur, there was, I don't know, must be 400 or 500 devotees were present for the Vyas Puja celebration that they had offered, the disciples offered to me. And that completed, and those devotees left, and then after a few days, about almost 1,000 Namhatta members came, and we had a big Namhat celebration, big Dela conference, and many highlights. One, the Padayatra, after completing 14,000 kilometers, returned to Mayapur this year. Now it's going off again. So all the 1,000 Namhatta devotees saw the procession off. They're enthusiastically preaching in the villages. After that, I immediately went to Hyderabad, because the GBC asked me that we have a very big farm project there, 568 acres, which when we were given it 20 years ago or 12, 15 years ago, maybe it was only worth 1,000 rupees an acre or 500 rupees an acre. Just maybe not so expensive. But now land prices have shot up and it's worth maybe $35,000 or $1,500 an acre. So $2,000 an acre. So the original people that have donated the land, they're trying by hook and by crook to get the land back from us, even though we spent already over $100,000 fixing the place up. So the GBC asked me, and different temples were sent men to make a special program for trying to regain the land. So we got the possession of the land as much as was legally possible, and still many devotees are there preserving their possession. But there are a few incidents where they tried to push the devotees off forcefully with hired thugs and things. But the devotees are still there. Now there's a police picket. So I wanted to come, of course, in April, but I couldn't come because all these intense situations had developed in Hyderabad, and they didn't want to release me. They said that even they don't want to release me now. If it was up to them, I'd still be there. But I was concerned that I kept hearing how the situation here in New Orleans was precarious, and situations and other problems that exist in other temples had to be solved. But if I didn't come now, I wouldn't be able to visit all the temples. So I'm really grateful for the devotees here who have been helping to keep the service of Nitai Gaur Radharada Kanta Jagannath Baladev Subhadra continuing on, keep the temple operating. Or this was once practically like a maha-large temple, at least a large temple, with the, at that time, farm wasn't such a nice place to stay, so everyone was staying here. Now the farm is so nice that everybody likes to stay in the farm. No one likes to stay in the city. Can't blame people. The city's a hellish place. I remember how Prabhupada once, Gargamuni Maharaj wrote to him, he wants to close the Calcutta temple because Calcutta was so hellish. Then Prabhupada wrote back, how can you close my birthplace temple? And the devotees had written back, no, we want to keep it open. Prabhupada said, actually, even I cannot stay in Calcutta. It's too difficult. But you're all staying here, and I'm very grateful. You get 10,000 times the blessing for serving here. I don't know how many times more blessing one gets serving in New Orleans, but I'm sure that you get special blessing because Prabhupada personally came here. This is an opportunity to preach to the people. Prabhupada was very concerned. He told us in Mayapur that, and I've opened many temples, so at least if you can maintain whatever I've opened, even if you can't expand it, even you just maintain it, then I'll be very pleased. And if you can do more, if you can make things better or expand it, then, well, that's very nice. Because usually what happens in India is some big acharya comes and opens many temples, and then after he leaves, the temples start to become run down. And you see in India, like, nobody paints the temples, nobody takes care of them. So Prabhupada was concerned that whatever temples he had opened, they wouldn't be closed. Whatever standard he had established, it wouldn't be reduced. So I know that Srila Prabhupada is very pleased that the devotees are cooperating together. I'm very grateful to all the devotees that have been helping and are continuing to help. I don't like to think it'd be a personal, especially a long-standing temple that Prabhupada visited. If it closes due to our lack of enthusiasm, that's, or dedication or ability to keep it open, then that certainly be a source of great lamentation. So I'm very grateful that temple's still going on. In fact, in spite of so many difficulties, you had the Mardi Gras festival procession, so that's very auspicious. Some messages I didn't get. obviously. But I often think of Sri Sri Radha Radhakanta, very merciful deities, very charismatic. So because after Panihati festival, 2nd of June, 3rd of June, 2nd and 3rd, and after that there's going to be various kind of GBC meetings and things here in North America that I have to attend. And I haven't been to South America, some places even for a year or more, other places for over 6 to 8 months. So I thought that the only opportunity I have would be just now for 14, 15 days. Not enough for them, they'll be fried, but anyway, what to do. To make a whirlwind tour of South America for a couple of weeks and then come back, that would be after a couple, but after 3 days. Come back for the Panihati festival and then be here in North America for another, to attend some meetings and then come back here also again. And then have to be back in India by the Rath Yatra festival. So I want to leave maybe a week or 10 days before that, or a week before that. So this is a basic program that we're envisioning for the immediate future. My body's trying to consider what time it is right now. I think we're in the transcendental realm. How are all the devotees? Raghunatha Tika Bhakti made a new bhakta, it seems. Bhaktin. Any questions?
What's the date of the Rathi Ashram?
24th. Pardon?
Does that mean you're not
there? I'm hoping to go there also. I was going to go back on the 16th, but then I heard that the 16th and 17th is a North American GBC meetings. So I may have to leave on the 17th, 9th, or 18th to Europe, make a pit stop for a few days, and then go on back to India. So from the 2nd to the 16th, it's quite a bit of time. I think I'll be able to fit in between the 2nd and 3rd, 4th, 5th, probably be in Atlanta, then 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, I'm supposed to be in maybe New York or somewhere for international GBC meeting on making the ISKCON Constitution. I don't know where I'll spend that weekend. Maybe I'll go to Toronto, maybe I'll come here, I don't know. Then in that week, the 11th to the 16th, that's when I'd probably go to Tennessee, North Carolina, come back here. And then apparently the meeting's going to be in Detroit, and I have to go there for those 2 days, and then from there go out. I just heard this on the phone, so in my mind this is the basic kind of itinerary I'm thinking about. Huh?
Very tight schedule.
Yes? So many. 65 devotees came from Russia. Soviet Union, of course you can't say Russia anymore, Soviet Union. Latvia, Armenia, Georgia, all the different states of Russia. And another 60, 70 people from Eastern Europe, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, all the different, East Germany, all the different countries. A lot of people came. Well, total over 125. That was very ecstatic. You got the newspaper clippings I sent? I faxed to Manarupa, newspaper clippings. She got the letter, and the letter was a newspaper clipping. She never showed anybody. I asked her to show everybody.
Did you see the clipping of the damage in the dross?
A what?
The damage done in the dross by the tornado. A couple of the temple toppled down in the street.
Oh, that's some thousand-year-old temple on the bank of the ocean. Some big tidal wave hit it. We were thinking to have our temple on the beach, but maybe it's not such a good idea. Devotees like to go for a swim, but occasionally might be pretty heavy. Any other question? I had an earache at the time of when I was preaching in Bangladesh. It was very cold in North Bengal. I didn't have enough warm clothes at the time. I got a cold which ended up finally in my ear, and then I got a fever for a couple of days during the Namhat festival. And that ear is still a little weak. still inside the cold, still not been, I never had a chance to fully rest and get rid of the cold completely, although it's 90% gone. So I have to be a little careful. Apart from that, the injury seems to be pretty well healed up. I had an operation before I came here in Malaysia, and that seems to have helped. Generally, gradually, the strength was building up. Some of the nerves are still cut, so not all the feeling is there. Sometimes it swells up when I get tired. Yesterday, Shivaram Maharaj said, "Look, swollen." He told me to go take rest. Of course, he told me at 11 o'clock at night. Last night, one of the, I think the sixth wealthiest person either in England or in the world, he's a multi-billionaire. India, maybe the richest Indian family. They own major share in, I think it's Shell or Gulf, oil in the Gulf, many other businesses. They're contributing about five million rupees to our Delhi temple. And they said they'd help in our London. So we invited him to come to my airport. He agreed to come in December. Said very nice. He had a prasadam for about 20 of his family members. They all took a big prasadam feast. It was his daughter's birthday. So they came to the temple, had worship of the Lord and a little lecture. The Lokanath Swami was there, then a banquet. So he agreed to come to Mayapur. So that's why we were up late last night. And this morning we gave class and then we left the temple at 9 a.m. Been traveling for 22 hours now. England, what time is it? I think it's about 6 a.m. Huh? Hare Krishna.